Simon Sadidalid Sif Aleph. Hatoichiv kaf chalevis bekadere shal basar. If one places a milchige spoon into a fleishige pot, oy ipcha, or the other way around, he places a fleishige spoon into a milchige pot, mesherim bekol masha nitchav mimenu bekadere. So we have to evaluate, according to the entire volume of the spoon that was placed into the pot. Rama says, im hakaf ben yermay. This is provided, of course, that the kaf, that the spoon is a ben yermay. Which means that it was used in a klirishin within the last 24 hours. If it was, so then we now don't know how much was absorbed into the spoon. We say lo yadinan kamenafik minei, and we don't know how much is going to be pilot from the spoon. And mamela, we have to be chesh, we have to take a worst case scenario, and we are mishayer as though the entire spoon would be milk. And therefore, if the, let's say the spoon is 1 ounce, we would have to have 60 ounces of soup in the pot to be mevatel the spoon. Now, if we know how much it absorbed, let's say within the last 24 hours, I used only half a kazayas of milk. So even though the spoon is a kazayas, I would only have to mishayer connected the half a kazayas. Now, the Taz says over here that why dafka if it was used as a klirishin? The Taz says even if it was used biyirui, let's say it was a dirty fleishiga spoon, and he poured boiling hot water, or at least yatz lettuce water on top of the spoon, so then that shmutzi meat that was on the spoon will be absorbed into the spoon, and that would also make it into a ben yaymai. The Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach over here, Nekudas HaKesef. See, he says no, he defends the Ramah. He says dafka, the Ramah means that it was used in a klirishin, because otherwise we would only have, because the Ramah said we have to mishar kenege kulai. That's what we're discussing over here. You have to mishar b'kol masha nitcha b'medeb k'dera, the entire volume of the spoon. That's only true if it was used as a klirishin. If it was used like the way the Taz describes as an irui, so then you only have to mishar kenege the k'dei klipa, because irui is only mavliya a k'dei klipa into the spoon. The Pribagadim, he comes to defend the Taz and says, well, perhaps the Taz is going like the Shita of the Marshal, because the Marshal's machmer that even a klisheni is mavliya bekulai, certainly an irui klirishin into a spoon would be mavliya bekulai, and therefore since the Taz is machmer like the Shita of the Marshal, unless it's a hefsim ruba. So over here, certainly, if it's an irui, one should be mishayer. But the Ramah doesn't hold like the Marshal. The Ramah holds that irui is only k'dei klipa. And Melo, the Ramah says that dafkif was used by klirishin, that's when you have to mishayer bekulai within the last 24 hours. If it's more than 24 hours, of course, it's nice and tamlefgam, and then it's not going to be an issue. The Shach points out over here, let's say the spoon was used, it was a milchige spoon, and then within 24 hours it was used to stir, just plain water. It was used with water, and let's say the water is not, shishim times the spoon. So even though and now we're holding more than 24 hours away from the original usage of the milk, but we're within 24 hours of the usage in water. So in other words, let's say in the morning it was used with milk, in the afternoon it was used to stir water, and then the next morning, again, it's going to be used, after it's more than 24 hours from the original usage, that's when he then places it into the fleishiga pot. So the Shach says that's not considered a ben yermay in that case. Because, even though it was used in the middle with water, that would just be a nat bar nat. And therefore any bliyas that came out and went back in we wouldn't have to worry about. Any bliyas that stayed in the whole time are in a ben yermay at the 24 hours, and therefore those are not a concern as well. If this would be an isurdika pot, an isurdika spoon, so then we would have a problem, because when he used it to stir the water, if he didn't have shishim in that water, so then that water would become asur, and it would be balea back into the spoon, and it would restart the clock all over again. However, if you did have shishim, so then it would not start all over again, because whatever bleas would go out into the water would be bottle. So therefore, that would not be an issue. And therefore, it would be yain ben yomai when the 24 hours are up from the original use of the yisr. Now, the Chavis Das and others point out over here that this is, why don't you say that, when he, maybe nothing came out of the spoon, and then when he pulls it out of the hot water, at that point you don't have shishim anymore, and then maybe you'll say the bleas will travel around inside the spoon and will become like new again. So they point out, no, as soon as you remove the spoon from the water, so then it's no longer a Kli Rishon. It only has a din Kli Rishon when there's liquid in it. We discussed this back in Sadi Beis as well. But once you remove it and there's no water in there anymore, so then it becomes back to becoming, if anything, it's like a Kli Sheni or even less. They compare it to a Kli Sheni, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. Okay, the Mechaber continues over here. There are those that say that if the spoon would be made out of metal, so then you have to mishayer the entire spoon. Because then we say that even the part, the entire metal is considered like it's all one thing, it's all hot, because those that say by metal, chamixas cham kuloi. But the Rama says, v'sfar rishayne ikar v'cheinayigim. However, the Rama says that the Ikar is like the first opinion, that we do not say Chamixas Cham Kuloi, and that's really, they point out that the Beis Yosef also holds that way, that that's the Ikar. The sheet of the Mechaber also is that we do not say by metal Chamixas Cham Kuloi. Okay, now we'll discuss in a second, but let's just go back to the first sheet. The first sheet that doesn't hold of Chamixas Cham Kuloi. So how much are you Mishayer? How much of the spoon do we have to deal with? So the Shach says that you deal with the part that was stuck into the water, which was rugged to be just the calf part, just the part of the spoon that's the spoon part, which is the rugged part. Even though if a person doesn't remember exactly how much of what he stuck into the pot, he can assume that it was only the amount that he usually does. We don't say over here, milsad lo ramulei dinish lava daitei, that a person didn't have in mind at the time, so he's not believed afterwards to say what he did. But rather we say over here, you did what was rugil. And what was rugil is only to stick in the part, that's the bent part. If it's rugil of the person to stick in more, so then you have to mishayer whatever that, the part that's rugil. So according to Shach, it's only the part that enters into the liquid itself. However, the crazy place, he says that you have to mishayer whatever is in the airspace of the pot. Because the hevel of the pot, it all, we view it as though the whole, everything that's in there is all mitzuruf, and therefore you have to go all the way up. So even though the liquid might only be on the very bottom of the pot, you basically have to mishayer all the way up till the very top of the pot and draw a line across any part of the metal that entered into the airspace. You'd have to mishayer keneged. So it's almost the entire spoon in most cases. Okay, and that's all assuming that we don't say chamixas cham kulay. If according to the mandamer that holds that we do say chamixas cham kulay, then you have to mishayer the entire, all the bleas in the entire spoon. Now, there's many different opinions as to what is exactly the machlekes chamixas cham kulay. What is it if you do hold and if you don't hold? What are the different shitas over here? So, there are those that say that we only say chamixas, the only nafkamina is if the top of the spoon is tzainin, is cold. So do we view the entire spoon as though it's hot, and therefore we have to mishayer keneged kuloi, even though it's cold? So the mandama holds that we say chamixas cham kuloi, says we have to mishayer the entire spoon. And the mandama holds that we don't, it means any part that's cold, you don't have to deal with. You only have to deal with the parts that are actually in the liquid, or according to the crazy place that's in the hevel, that would get heated up. But any part that's signed in, you don't have to deal with. Now that's one opinion. Others say that no, even if the entire spoon is hot, you still only have to deal with the part that's either in the liquid or in the hevel. And that's because Because we don't say chamik sesham kulai, we don't view the bliyas as having the ability to just travel any way they want. Like we had in discussion in Tzadi Beis, where the bliyas travel, are they mefafeh bekulai or not? So over here, because it's not in the liquid, it doesn't have the bliyas do not have the ability to travel up, and therefore we don't have to deal with that part. There are those who the shach makes a chilek also between whether it's being heated by the fire or whether it's heated in liquid. If something is heated by the liquid, that's where we don't say chamikses cham kulay. We don't say that the bliyas travel throughout the entire item. However, if it is heated by fire, so then we say the bliyas could travel any which way, even if it's cold and even if it's above the, you know, it's out of the liquid, out of the pot. It could travel anywhere because it's being heated on one end by the fire. So if you have like a shvud, you have like a roasting spit where part of it is in the fire, so then we have to mishayer kenege kulay. And then there's also a discussion, do we say that it could be, even if we don't say chamik says cham kulay, so we say that it's not maflit from the top of the spoon, but maybe it's mavliya into that part of the spoon. So maybe in terms of how the bliyas travel, they do travel all over. They travel even into the spoon, even the way we paskin, even like the Ramah. Just that it's not going to be maflit from that part. So if so, come out a chumra then, that in terms of if it's balea, but it's not going to be maflit, so then it would come out, you couldn't kasher it the same way that the bliya went in, because it's only mavliya into the spoon, but it's not going to be maflit from it. You wouldn't say kabolo kach poltai. The Ramah, though, in Sima Kuf Chav Aleph, says Mefurish that we do say Kabbalah Kach Poltai, which would imply that the Ramah does not hold like this. But there are many different shittas. The Magen Avraham has a shita on the Shach, and the Rashba and the Tur. Basically everyone has another way of understanding what does it mean, Chamiksas Chamkulai.